How's the ice? My name is Scott Bourne. I'm the program coordinator for the wonderful town of Middlebury Parks and Recreation. We created an outdoor rink with the help of the whole community and the town and the school district, volunteers at the Middlebury Recreation Park, which is located on the grounds of the Mary Hogan Elementary School. We have a wonderful banner that is put right outside the rink, which says that the Middlebury Community Rink is for the community, by the community. So everybody is able to use it. Anyone can just show up. We do have social distancing guidelines that are posted. If the rink is busy, please come back later, maintain social distancing, wear a mask, but it is open to everybody. People learning how to skate, to adults who can't wait to skate again because they haven't skated in a long time. We definitely were overwhelmed with the response for the need of skates. But a day or so after the rink was opened, our department started getting inundated with requests. You know, do you rent skates? Where can we find skates? Where can we buy skates? Do we have to go to Burlington to get skates? Do we have to go to Rutland to get skates? Local businesses started calling us and saying, where is this coming from? We're getting a lot of requests for rental skates. And then on Front Porch Forum and in Facebook, and people just were desperate. As one community member said, all of a sudden, my kids spontaneously want to start skating. So does anyone have skates? We wanted to put as many skates on people's feet as possible. Erica Gardner, who works through Addison County, the school district, and I came up with a plan. So let's put it out to the community to see if anyone has any extra skates that they might want to donate. So Erica came up with the idea, why don't we just have people tie skates to the fence? They can come anytime they want, tie them on the fence, they can be used, they'll be displayed. And what a brilliant idea it turned out to be. It was excellent, not only visually wonderful, but also just a beautiful, beautiful demonstration of the generosity of our community for people who were in need. We had 10 the first day, 15, 20, 25 skates all tied up. People were borrowing skates. People were using skates and then tying them up again for the kids to get outside and do something positive and do something different and something that they've never done before after being holed up inside remote learning for as long as they have. We had people out on the ice from open to close during February break, and everyone just being so happy that their kids could get out. They can spend time with their kids outside, and they'll be back up ready for the weekend. It has been a whirlwind, but it has been an outrageously wonderful success, and we're looking forward to it next year.